Welcome to the Barth Calderon Wealth Protector Podcast. Our founder, Harry Barth, and his son, Brad, are top speakers on asset protection and estate planning to many incredible groups across the country, including the Women Presidents Organization, Vistage, the Young Presidents Organization, the California Apartment Association, and many more. And now, here is your host, Paul Hitchcock.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Hitchcock with Barth Calderon. Welcome to Wealth Protector TV. This is our channel to bring you value on hot topics that impact you personally and your business. Really excited to have Brian Hill on with us today, who's a tax expert. Brian, welcome.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Happy Friday.
Great. We're talking about something, the employee retention tax credit. It's a big deal. We know not a lot of people understand what's going on with this. And so I want to jump right into it with you. What is the ERTC, as they call it? And let's figure this out.
Yeah, sure. So the ERTC is one the third major tax incentive that the IRS offered as a response to the COVID epidemic.
Got it.
The first were the EIDL loans and the PPP loans, which most people have taken advantage of, and those are closed. The one that's less understood and less utilized is the ERTC tax credit program. And that the process is different, but the qualifications is similar to the PPP loan.
What are the qualifications?
The qualifications are for the ERTC. You can have a decline in revenue in 2020. The bar is higher, a 50% quarterly decline in revenue compared to 2019. In 2021, the ERTC is available for the first three quarters, and a business can simply have a 20% drop in gross receipts compared to 19. So if a business meets those, each quarter is separate, you can qualify for that individual quarter. And the one thing that is misunderstood and is part of the reason that this is underutilized is there are actually rules where qualifying for one quarter automatically qualifies you for the next quarter, regardless of what your gross receipts are. So the bar is many businesses, while they came back most of the way from COVID, but, a 20% drop in gross receipts, many businesses have.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and Brian, is it any size of a business or any number of employees? What does that look like?
So in 2020, different rules kick in for businesses that are determined to be large, which is over 100 employees in 2020. In 2021, the IRS raised the limit. Employers with 500 employees or under are eligible for the ERTC program, regardless of the industry they're in.
Okay, so you could, if you had 10 or 20 employees, you qualify.
Correct. If you have one employee, you qualify. A single owner corporation, as long as the owner is on W-2, that owner qualifies.
Okay. So now you've got, let's say your business, you qualify for this, any industry. Now, what's the process look like with you? Somebody says, okay, I think I fall in that category. What happens next with you?
Sure. So we already went into the easiest qualifier, which is the decline in revenue.
Yeah.
The other two qualifiers, qualifier number two is businesses can be affected by a government mandate or closure. This is as it sounds. A business can be fully closed down. A business can be subject to a curfew, a shutdown of a certain division. If a business is subject to and affected by a federal, city, local, state, any government mandate, they're potentially eligible for that quarter. The third qualifier is a business is eligible if they experience significant supply chain disruptions, meaning their vendors, because they are affected by COVID, are struggling to deliver their raw materials, their supplies, right, their necessary machinery and equipment and all that. So we've got three qualifiers: revenue, government mandates, and supply chain disruptions.
They need to have all those three qualifiers or one of those?
You can have any one of them, and you can have any one of them for any quarter and qualify for that quarter. So many of our clients may qualify for the mandate in spring of 2020, and then they may qualify for revenue, the 20% revenue decline in quarters 1, 2, and 3 of 21. You can mix and match. So it's our job to understand all the qualifiers and to qualify our clients for those individual quarters.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. And so then now first step is, and we're offering a complimentary assessment of this for everybody that's listening here. So around this video, you're going to see a link to sign up for that. Make sure you do that. But what happens is they get on a call with you, Brian. What do you go through and what's the process to move it forward?
Absolutely. On a short introductory call, we'll ask the business owner general questions about the impact that COVID had. And what we're looking for is initially, we always want to go to the revenue qualifications because they're not subjective. They're easier. They're easy for the business owner to give us that information and qualify. We're also asking about how the business was affected after the start of the COVID epidemic. And we're already familiar with most of them. We're very familiar with the state orders in most states, city orders in all the large cities, but we're looking for qualifications. How was the business negatively affected by government mandated closures of their offices and limitations of their employees and their, you know, in-office functions. And we're also, for certain types of companies, we're looking for possible, you know, supply chain disruptions, difficulty getting materials and all that stuff. And most business owners we talk to, this is a simple process. All this stuff is top of mind and easy for them to answer. Right. We can typically, in most cases, after a 15, 20 minute phone call, we come off that call with a preliminary qualification and a preliminary estimate of what the benefit could be to the business owner. So it's a simple process.
Okay, so you have that call. And then if you're going forward, is there a questionnaire, a worksheet you fill out, and then you start getting that submitted to the proper places?
Yep, we have a preliminary phone call to determine on a preliminary basis the qualifications. Right. We follow up with a short one-page questionnaire. The owner will answer three sections of questions regarding revenue, effect of government mandates, effect of their potential supply chain issues, and a simple document request. The nice thing about this is there's work that goes on our end, but on average, our clients are spending, having a several 15-minute phone calls. Their bookkeeper or accounting department is spending about an hour providing us payroll, wage documents, PPP loan applications, and then we take it from there. The nice thing about this, it's significant. It takes a few hours of our client's time, and it's just, and the benefits can be surprisingly significant.
Yeah, and that's what I want to ask you about, the benefits or the tax rewards on the on that. What are you seeing, and what is it? I saw, you know, figures you and I were talking offline about 26,000 per employee, but what does it look like? What are the rewards looking like? Kind of your insight.
Sure. The benefits started on March 12th of 20 and ran through September 30th of 2021. All employers can take a total of $5,000 per employee for all of 20, but can take $7,000 per employee for the first three quarters of 2021. That's a total potential benefit of $26,000 per employee. On average, if you do the math, a fully eligible employer with 20 or so employees, I mean, we're averaging total claims of $300,000 to $500,000 for a company with, you know, 20 to 30 employees. And that's kind of our average filing, but we have company, we're working with employers with hundreds that have seven-figure benefits and have actually received seven-figure refund checks. And we're working with companies that have five employees that may get $75,000.
Yeah.
Regardless of how you slice it, these are big benefits.
Meaningful numbers.
These are meaningful numbers. And it's and it was provided to help employers get back on their feet after the COVID epidemic. So it's unfortunate that it's not utilized fully.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because I know you were telling me that still a lot of people, even though it's been around, they just have not utilized it. It's out there. It's running now. And so and then I know you manage the whole process when somebody engages you to do this. You run it through, keep them updated, have reports, and let them know how this is flowing along. And so I want to tell everybody the way to get this going. If you have questions about your own eligibility or you think you are eligible, and you want to get with Brian, then the links around this video, wherever you're watching this, because we're streaming this everywhere, click on the link and it will get you to Brian's calendar. You can book your intake call right now. And right there on that first call, you'll get some clarity on the actual benefit you could receive and whether you're eligible. And then you can decide whether to move forward from there. Brian, awesome information. You know, we're going to do more of these because this is a very hot area and people are missing out. We want to get them connected to it. And so we'll have you back on, track the progress. Thanks for being here.
That's great, Paul. I appreciate it. And happy to assist anybody in the process for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Yep.